All right, I spoke with both Ray and Mike earlier today and let them know that we were going to be making changes with both their positions. These are, and I hope you can appreciate this, really difficult conversations. You all, most of you all are around enough to know how much time these guys put in, how many hours, and the toll it takes on their families, and it's not easy. They were both very gracious and very professional. They understand the bottom line business, and you can't lose 18 out of 21 games. That's not acceptable. We had good professional conversations, and they're good men and good people, and I appreciate what they did for the Cleveland Browns. I think it's really important. I was thinking about, I've thought a lot about this lately, and I think it's important for y'all to hear this, is that all the attention as of late has been on Ray and Mike, or most of it, I should say, and I think appropriately so. But I think the fact that this franchise has not done better the last two or three years, the blame lies squarely with me, because ultimately it's the head person who's responsible for everything, and we can lay blame on Ray or Mike or whomever, but ultimately it's our job to put the right people in the right position and provide the right resources. I think we've done the latter, but the fact that this franchise is not performing any better and certainly not like its great fans deserve is my fault, okay? And I fully accept that responsibility. Some of you have heard me say this before. It's a steep learning curve coming into the NFL. This has been very humbling. It's been a lot harder than we thought. I think we were probably naive when we came into the process. It's one thing to be a minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's much different to be the majority owner. Hopefully we've learned a lot over the last two or three years. It's certainly been learning the hard way. But I do think it's important to acknowledge that. At the same time, Dee and I have become extremely fond of Cleveland, Northeastern Ohio, the community, the people, and obviously our fans. And I think are extremely determined to turn this team around and take it from one of the worst teams in the NFL to one of the best teams. And that is not at all going to be easy. There's lots of really smart, capable people running NFL teams who've done it for a long time and who are very good at it, but it's something we're firmly focused on doing. And I think it's extremely important. We'll begin the search for the head coach right away. And there's several key criteria we're looking for in our head coach. I think the first is intelligence. We need somebody that's smart. You obviously need somebody who's a strong leader, somebody who is collaborative and can work well with others, good team player, if you will, an individual that can put together a good staff. That's incredibly important in today's NFL, as complex as the game is. And somebody who has an intense desire to win and improve every day. The search committee will be made up of Jed Hughes with Korn Ferry. I think most of you have probably heard of Korn Ferry. It's an international search committee or search firm. We've used them in our other lives a lot. I've known Jed over the last couple of years. Jed has done several searches as of late, well, I should say over the last several years. And that have hired Pete Carroll, John Schneider at Seattle, Andy Reid at Kansas City, Bill O'Brien at Houston, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, Dan Quinn at Atlanta. And he, along with Sashi Brown and Dee and myself, will head up the search committee. We'll go to work right away. You all have watched these searches before. And there's incredible pressure, and everybody wants you to find somebody right away. And we're obviously going to try to find somebody as quickly as possible, but by far the most important thing is to find the right person. And I can't tell you if that's going to take 2 weeks or 2 months. It's a competitive environment out there. But we think Cleveland has a lot to sell, and I'll come back to that in a little bit. So that'll address the coaching situation. Once we hire a head coach, then we'll go out and see and hire a GM. And let me talk about why we're going to do this. Effective today, or tonight, I should say, Sashi Brown will be our Executive Vice President of Football Operations. And Sashi, I believe, is the right person to do this for the Cleveland Browns. He's been in the NFL for 10-plus years, has been involved in the cap, has been heavily involved in our football administration and operations for the last year or two, He's very smart, very organized, good at systems and processes, and an outstanding team player. He's also very strategic, and so we will use those skills, and working for him will be a GM whose primary job will be talent acquisition. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, and this is prior to our arrival and during the time period we've been involved with the team, we have not been good at talent acquisition. And if you look at the teams that are successful, they're very good at talent acquisition. That's something that we have to get right. And we think this setup with somebody who, with a background in systems, processes, analytics, and very strategic, married up with a football person, if you will, who is very good at talent evaluation, will hopefully put us in a position to win a lot more games than we have in the past. And the same group, Sashi, Jed, Dee, and myself will be involved in the search for the GM, and the head coach will also be involved in that process. So we think by doing it in that manner, we'll hopefully have very good alignment moving forward, because that alignment's hugely important. I'll be glad to answer any questions you all have. You know, I think Mike said it before, said it earlier this year. I'm not sure exactly when it was, that when things go badly, everybody tends to start pointing fingers. I think there's an opportunity for us to work much closer together going forward than we have in the past.
Which of those criteria you list that you want for a head coach, one of those did Mike Pettine lack?
I think that's unfair to say. I mean, Mike's an incredibly good football man. He works hard. He put a lot into this franchise. I promise you, nobody feels worse about our record the last 2 years than Mike does, and I think that would be unfair to say.
Jimmy, is this the first time since you've been here, since you've used a consulting firm, and why did you guys decide to do it?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and like I said, we've used Korn Ferry in our other lives a lot, Tom, and had gotten to know Jed. Actually, when we first bought the team, he approached us, and he's around at NFL meetings, and we've talked to him a lot, and I just think it will help the process and help us run a better process than we have in the past. And Jed has a tremendous amount of contacts in the league. He's been involved in both college and pro football for literally his entire life. Very smart, very well educated. I think he'll help us a lot.
Jimmy, what do you think you learned from the previous two coaching searches?
I think more, not just the searches, but I think just the entire being around an NFL team and really around one, not showing up on Sundays like we did in Pittsburgh, but really being around one, is just the importance of getting the right people in the right place, having very clear expectation and understanding of everybody's roles, and then making sure they work extremely well together. I think those are where I could have done a lot of things better, obviously, but if I was being self-critical myself, I'd certainly put that at the top of the list.
If I misinterpreted your sequence for this, I apologize, but you're going to hire the coach first and then the GM, and you identified the GM as being the man whose primary job will be talent acquisition. There's a school of thought that says, you know, coaching is part of the talent acquisition part of the business. Why not hire the GM first and then have him be in the loop with your search committee for the coach instead of the other way around?
Well, remember, Sashi Brown's job is executive vice president of football operations. He will have the ultimate say on the roster. So if you think about it, we just think this makes more sense to hire the head coach first and then second to hire the talent acquisition or the general manager.
Have other NFL teams used that model?
That question came up earlier. I've looked and spent a lot of time over the last year looking at NFL teams and then other professional sports teams in terms of how they're organized. And you can look at New England, Green Bay, and Seattle, and they're all organized differently, and they've all been very successful. So I'll just reiterate what I say. I don't think structure is quite as important as right people in right place and everybody understanding their roles and working well together.
Jimmy, do you think this team is better going forward with or without Johnny Manziel?
You know, that's a question our Sashi and our new GM and our new coach will answer, Jeff. And then that'll be completely their call.
Jimmy, with respect to that, everything he does reflects on the Browns, and you are the owner of the Browns, and you set the culture and the tone and what you want. So it seems like you would have some say.
Well, I think ultimately, as the owner, you do have say, and I just don't think right now is the time to comment on that. There'll be plenty of time to work on that over the next several months.
Just to reiterate what we were talking about, the structure, the GM will be the point man on draft nights and stuff like that. That will be his primary.
The GM's job will be this. They'll be in charge of our entire scouting group, okay? They'll be in charge of putting the draft board together. The ultimate say will be Sashi's, okay? But in reality, I would expect several people to work really close together, the GM, Sashi, and our head coach.
Joe Thomas said just down the hall a couple hours ago that the teams that win are the ones that find quarterbacks. And I forget how he worded it, but it was obvious he was pointing out that this organization has not found a quarterback. As you try to find somebody to run this organization, GM, coach, what do you got to sell to them on the quarterback front?
Well, I think you have, we have three quarterbacks on our roster this year, and first of all, let me say Joe's right, okay? And if you look at all the really good teams in the NFL, what's the common thing they have? And you can look at some teams that this year were really good coming into the year and had their quarterbacks hurt and how they do. Not so well. So quarterback is clearly the key position. I don't think there's anything that compares to it in professional sports in terms of importance to a team. So Joe has been around the game. He's smart. He's exactly right, okay? I don't think, however, that quarterback was the problem on this team this year. Our quarterback play was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. We do have the second pick in the draft.
Speaking of that, Jimmy, so Sashi is the one who makes the final call on draft
day? Sashi will make the final call, but I think any well-heeled or well-oiled organization, there'll be several people involved in that, calls.
Does this structure preclude a head coach who wants say in personnel from coming here?
Say, bud, no. Overall control, yes.
Jimmy, what convinces you that all this change is not going to scare candidates away?
That's a good question, Tom. And as we've gone out and talked to a lot of football people, some in the league now and a lot of well-known people that you all have suggested we hire as advisors, I still think this is an extremely attractive job. It's a great franchise, great fans. There's only one way to go with the franchise. 11 draft picks this year, two first-round picks, really, because we have the 32nd pick in the draft, some talented young players, and we're totally committed to winning. So do I think it's easy? No. But do I think this, for the right person, is a great job? I absolutely do.
Jimmy, with respect to being committed to winning, you talk to people around the league, and one of the main concerns they have is lack of patience, lack of time.
Sure.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Sure. We're going to look at this. I don't think this is a team that's going to go from 3 wins to 13 wins in a year, okay? So I think this is probably a several-year rebuilding program. And as long as we feel we're directionally correct and getting better, then we'll stick with things. But we will be patient. We do want to do this the right way. We are going to build through the draft, and I know there's probably rolling eyes because that hasn't worked so well. But if you look at the successful teams in the NFL, they've built through the draft. And that's what we're going to do. We're not going to go out and spend a gazillion dollars in free agency. We're going to build through the draft because we're firmly convinced that's the right way to do it. And the team we played today has been pretty good for a long time. That's certainly how they've done it.
Mike, what about the staffs of Mike and Ray? Will anybody be retained?
Yes, and I don't – on the coaches, there's several coaches, and I don't want to get into the specifics that we will ask to stick around, several that won't. And I'd prefer not to get into that because we haven't covered that with those individuals yet.
Jimmy, Mike Pettine talked last week about how there are problems with Johnny Manziel that still need to be addressed in the offseason. Will you require Johnny Manziel to do certain things for him to remain part of this football team?
I think we'll expect that of everybody, Mary Kay, and we certainly expect that of Johnny, too.
Was he supposed to report today to a team trainer because he was in the concussion protocol?
That's my understanding, Pat, is that I think when you're in concussion protocol, you don't come to the stadium, you just come to Berea.
Did he?
It's my understanding he was not there this morning.
Jimmy, there's already a report that Doug Marone will be the first coaching candidate you talk to. Can you?
That's not correct. not correct. And I don't want to comment on any specific people we're going to be looking at for obvious reasons. We will confirm after we've talked with people that we have interviewed them. And you all have done this enough. You know, there'll be all kinds of rumors. And I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic we can find a great head coach for the Cleveland Browns.
Just one more question about draft day. Having a guy who hasn't really been a football guy make the final say on the quarterback of the future, how can you feel confident that that's going to work?
Well, I think that's the final say with a lot of input from very qualified people, whether they be our quarterback coach at the time, our offensive coordinator, our head coach, our general manager. So it won't be just one person making that decision in a vacuum.
Adi?
Another thing that Joe Thomas talked about was the value of continuity. Everyone else in this division has experienced continuity. Why was that not a factor that was worth trying?
You know, we thought about that a lot, and that's something I'm obviously very sensitive to because we've done a poor job of that. I just think directionally we weren't going in the right direction, and the arrow was not pointing up, it was pointing down, and we felt like it was the right thing to make a change.
Thank you.